Hi there. So my question for you is, are you creating enough space in your life for the magic and the mystical and the miraculous to show up in your life? Or are you sort of just going full throttle and you don't have any space for that magic to appear in your life? So welcome to the Life Masterclass podcast series. My name's Carl Massey, coach, strategist and author of a bunch of books, and thank you so much for joining me. I'm recording this in beautiful Bali, and I'm recording this on the east coast of Bali in a place called Candidasa, one of my favourite places where I come to write a lot of my books. So today's episode is sort of based on being here in Candidasa and like talking about this idea of creating space in our lives for magical, mystical and creative things to show up in our life. So it's so important. We go through life going so fast, so full throttle. We rarely have the time to step back and sort of get a sense of, where am I at? What is working for me? What is not working for me? Am I showing up as the person who I want to be and the person I want to become? And is how I'm showing up, is it taking me closer to the things that I most desire in life? Very rarely we have the space to have those conversations with self. We live in a world that's sort of full of distractions. So I wanted to talk about that because I come up to this place on the east coast of Bali. You know, I'm spitting distance from the ocean here. There's no motorbikes and there's not so many dogs barking, which is a regular feature in Bali and in Asia in general, which are, you know, highly populated spaces and places. So I come here and I come here by myself. Like, you know, my partner and I just celebrated our 14th year together, but she's comfortable with the idea of knowing that I need to have these little spaces away. One, they're for creative insight, but they're also for me to sort of land and come back into myself and sort of get really reflective about what's working, what's not really working. So they're actually supportive of our intimate relationship, me taking this time away. And what I found was, certainly over the last couple of years, 2020, 2021, nut job, not so for all of us, all over the place and that sort of thing. So I found that it was so important for me to actually have those decompression experiences where I got away and I come and stay here in a super basic place. There's no television here. There's no radio here. They've only just recently put in an air conditioning unit. I've been coming here for 10 plus years and, you know, that's the highest tech used to be the, you know, pedestal fan sitting there. So I come here and I really unplug. So I unplug from a lot of technology as well. So I'm like, can drop into this place. I might do more meditation here, spend time in the ocean. Like, I'm really grounding. I'm connecting with this, you know, this greenery, this beautiful Mother Nature around us. And by doing that, I slow everything down. And because I slow everything down, I get a little bit more clear of, again, what's working for me, what's not. And what I decided as I came into 2021, oh, I'm going to like, you know, save some money. I'm going to like take my little 2-day getaways and I'm going to do them every 6 weeks as opposed to once a month. You know, that's going to save me a little bit of money. I don't know where that idea came from. But what I realized as I sort of got into 2022, I was thinking, no, I actually really need these little break places, these little step backs, these little, you know, regrounding, recentering, recalibrating, resetting. It's like, you know, a reset on your computer, like bang, we sort of start again, we start fresh, like things reorganize themselves. It's the same as us. We reorganize and recalibrate our autonomic nervous system so we bring everything back into balance, retune things. So I realize it's so important for me to come up for this couple of days here in this place and space by myself with the minimum amount of distractions, you know, and I come along and I'm old school, I have this clipboard and I've got these pieces of things called paper and I use these things called pens and I like draw on it. And again, I'm slowing things down and I have so many creative insights by doing that. I'm able to step back and I'm look at my work, my professional stuff, my projects. I'm like, am I still finding fulfillment in this? Is there something that needs to be tweaked on it? Does it need to be readjusted? Again, so many of us live these super, super busy lives that we don't have the opportunity to do this. And I'm a big fan of stepping away from the known and familiar. So not being at normal home, surrounded by normal things and normal people and normal sounds and normal smells and that sort of stuff. The value of, you know, moving away to something different. And you don't have to spend lots of money on this. Like, you can get really creative. It might be that you go camping. It might be that, you know, you've got a mate who's got a property and you're like, go and, you know, pitch a tent on their property so it doesn't cost you anything to set yourself up there. It might be that you do a bit of house swapping and you go to someone's house and they come to yours for a weekend and you get a different experience. There's lots of different ways you can create that space. And my thinking is now, my experience is now, my observation is now that when I slow down and create this space, when I help my clients slow down and create space in their life, magic shows up. The miracle stuff, the synchronicities, the aha moments, the insights, the intuition, all of those things require us to step back, slow things down, drop back in and take the attention inwards. So that's what I'm going to encourage you to do. And like, I'm a fan of, just like I do this paper thing on these clipboard things, I have a schedule. I don't do my schedule, you know, my calendar. I don't do that on any technology thing. I do it on sheets of paper and I print out, you know, a week on a sheet of paper and I sort of work out like that. What I find is that if I don't schedule this break, it doesn't happen. Now, the break for you, you know, you might be married and you might have a couple of kids, so there's lots of complexity in your life. You might have a busy job. You know, it can be a two-hour getaway, a half-a-day getaway, a full-day getaway, two-day getaway, three-day getaway, a week getaway, like whatever you can fit in, but making it a regular feature. So it might be once a month you take half a day and you say sayonara to your partner and your partner's in charge of kids and that, and you take yourself off to somewhere where you can sort of deeply settle in, deeply relax, take a step back and get a sense of where things are going, where they're going well and where they actually need some modification. So be creative about how you do this thing and don't use the excuse that, oh, I don't have the time for it. You need to create the time. You need to make the time. And back to my schedule, I actually write it on there. And, you know, then it's like I might make a booking to a place. So I've locked that thing in. So it's actually scheduled. And then I plan my life around it. I plan, you know, coaching sessions with clients around it. I plan meetings around it. I, you know, plan project design and development and recordings and that sort of thing. Either side of it. And sometimes when I do my getaways, I record some stuff and I create some content on it. Because I'm in this deeply relaxed place. I'm in this open-hearted, wholesome place, and it's the perfect place to record something like this, my weekly podcast, my weekly connection and communication with you, the reminder to yourself about how awesome you actually are. When you drop back into it and give yourself some space, you get to see that, and you get to tap into the full magnificence of your being, and that's what I most want for you. So I hope that's landed for you. I hope you actually go out of your way right now once you finish listening to this podcast to look at when you're going to have your next time away and create that space and make sure you do it with the minimum amount of distraction. That's a key piece of allowing the most amount of magic to come into your experience. If you want to work with me at all, don't hesitate to reach out. If you like this, please, you know, push like buttons or whatever and share it with someone else that you think might get benefit out of it, might need to put a little bit of space into their life. You know, feel free to pass this along to them. So, you know, details on how to reach out to me, whether that's for a coaching session, going deep dive, working through some issues, problems, challenges in your life, I'd love to help you out however I can. And you can also check out some of my online programs to help you along the way. So, on that note, I hope that you are having an absolutely fantastic day wherever you are on this gorgeous, glorious, incredible planet of ours. All the very best and take care.